That which fell among thorns are they who have heard, and going their way are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and yield no fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you are of the tribe of television, or at least visit the reservation to pay your respects to the religion of sports in all of its restored Olympic glory these days, you may have seen a new Cadillac commercial extolling, well, commercialism, which is one of America's non-religious religions. They want to sell you the new $75,000 Cadillac ELR. And not incidentally, to encourage you to worship at what the ad refers to as the altar of work and stuff. Why do we work so hard? A big, burly American fellow asks at the opening of the ad, standing in front of a luxury pool. For this, for stuff. He attempts to answer the question as he strides through the camera following him, his beautiful new home, past his trophy wife. He pauses only a moment to high-five his 1.5 children, extolling all the time the American way of being crazy, hardworking believers, and mocking the French with their effete ways. They do take a long time for lunch, but of taking, what bothers him is that they take a whole month off each summer. He credits America's success to this gospel. You work hard, create your own luck, and you got to believe anything is possible. Then he adds n'est-ce pas, so the French know they're being tweaked. And he concludes, as for all the stuff, that's the upside of only taking 2 weeks off in August. And then he drives off in a sleek new $75,000 car. He's telling you, pretty bluntly, that this stuff, as he openly admits, is what matters. And any sacrifices made in terms of, oh, say, your immortal soul, or your family, or your marriage, or your health, are little more than collateral damage to be expected in the great competition for Cadillacs and stuff. All of which, of course, you end up with very little time to enjoy because you skip lunch and work through most weekends as well as your 2 weeks in August. Our faith has plenty to say about this materialistic, consumerist greed-driven gospel. Our Lord condemns it in today's gospel. The riches it extols are just so many thorns to choke out the seed of God's word, his grace in the soul, and render it sterile with no fruit. Because of the cares and the riches and the pleasures of life. Now, you won't hear very much about this in the typical American church. Many Protestants actually preach, or at least embrace, what they call the prosperity gospel, which means that you should give to the minister very, very much money so that one day you may be as rich as he is right now with his fleet of Cadillacs and, of course, the Sunday megachurch. Or you won't hear it, I don't think, in the Novus Ordo, which, despite the posturing of Papa Bergoglio, tooling around town in his new Ford Escort. I wonder how much that runs. Their religion is all about consecrating the work of human hands. Check out the offertory of their service. And of sanctifying the comfy, suburban, and utterly conventional lifestyle of the middle class. Well, I guess that leaves us, or it better, lest we be left behind in the compost pile with choked out wheat and weeds. As we prepare for Lent this year, a Lent dedicated to adoring the one true God and exposing some of the false non-religions which claim our credence in this culture of ours, we are considering as well the three classic weapons a Christian, a soldier of Christ, has got to wield, whereby we are meant to save our souls, and not just in Lent, but in life. Last week, we borrowed an idea or two from sports and its sacrifices. What do they have to teach us except that mortification, the first of them, fasting, abstinence, self-denial. Nobody got to Sochi without them, and nobody will get to heaven either. Today, let's look at neglected and misunderstood alms deeds, which is also one of the three, and it's the only one of the three which sums up or covers for the other two. You know, in the case of busy people, and not just the wealthy, but those who are scrambling to make a living, it can take the place, at least in part, the saints say, of penance and of prayer. We are all sinners, and therefore, we all have to make up for our sins and the temporal punishment due to them. The very purpose of life itself is that, St. Ignatius reminds, man is created to adore and to praise his Lord God, to serve him, thus to save his soul. For all of the times we fail to do that, we have these three chief works of satisfaction mentioned in Scripture: fasting, prayer, and alms deeds. You may not feel able or willing to go in for too much training these coming weeks of Lent for the battle of saving your soul. You may be content with a little fasting, some abstinence, and maybe giving up a thing or two. But everybody can give alms. You can perfect your giving up by giving till it hurts, as they say. That's the idea. No pain, no gain. You may think you have little time for prayer. The idea of church during the week is not possible. And your morning and evening prayers hit and miss most weeks, as would be your daily or family rosary. Well, you can beef up your thinned out prayer life by alms deeds, which constitute a prayer and merit for us the grace of praying well. And this happens when you detach yourself from that which is most dear, your money. You're pulling monster thistles out of the backyard of your soul. That's what the word in the Greek of the gospel, akantha, means. We have them here, and they're a problem each summer. But in Palestine, they say the thistles would grow as tall as 12 feet. And you're enabled by alms deeds to pull them out by the root, lest they choke the little seedling of God's grace there in your soul. You might think about giving alms, that it's a matter of, well, helping your church because it's poor, or the poor who are members of your church. But really, giving alms is about helping poor you. Yes, the church with all of its charities and needs, the poor with all of their problems, they exist to help the better off, the comfortable, the moderately successful, as well as the people with the stuff and the Cadillacs. To help you? To help you what? To help you save your soul in the midst of all of that soul-choking stuff. Nothing less. Alms deeds. A couple of things, what they are not. They're not your regular tithe, your offering that you put into the basket at the offertory, which should be between 5% and 10%. That's not charity, that's justice. It is owed for services received in fulfillment of the precept of the church to contribute to the support of the church, one of the six. Nor are alms deeds sort of an optional extra for the very wealthy who'd never miss $1,000 or 10,000, come to think of it, any more than prayer and mortification could be an optional extra for anybody. Alms deeds are an efficacious way to fight that false religion, the worship of riches, which, for all of its being relatively disorganized as religions go, is all the more pervasive in our lives. Consider the prophets of old. In the Old Testament, they were always woe calling upon the heads of the wealthy. And our Lord reflecting how hard it is for rich people to get to the kingdom of heaven. And today's saint, Paul, saying up front to the Ephesians, the greedy are idol worshippers. Why? Because they consecrate, catch that word, their every thought, their every exertion. They sacrifice, that word too, their health, their life, to mammon, money, to the pursuit of this world's goods. The exact message of that Cadillac commercial I told you about this morning. Covetousness is the service of idols, St. Paul says. Do you have any of those idols hanging around your house? Whatever a man desires and adores, that is his God. Be he rich or merely wannabe rich, struggling, striving, middle class, or indeed just plain old poor, anybody can get into avarice big time. But it is almsgiving over and above, almsgiving, giving beyond what you owe to the church, giving out of that which is left over after supporting a decent or a proper lifestyle for you and your family. Not luxurious, but just decent. It is almsgiving which covers over your stinginess in prayer and in penance. And all of the sins of a lifetime, all of the harm done by avarice to yourself, to your soul, to society, starting with your own family. Even as these thorns, the greed of gain, go by the root, give way to the tender shoot of grain sown by the Savior in your soul, and sure to yield finally fruit 100-fold. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.